So I think we all acknowledge we have walked and we have taken so many impressions. And now, according to those who give seminars, we have the graveyard shift. We are all tired. And our circulation is in the stomach. So I would love you all that we energize ourselves a little bit. Please sit straight. And we will just do, please get ready for your Bhastrika Pranayam. Watch me. You go up on an inhale, spread your fingers. Not now, just watch me first. And then with some energy, and while you expel the air, you bring it, best is if your elbows touch the rib cage, which will be a good point to energize you. You will fly. So we go up and down. Some of you look quizzically. It's just... in harmony, yes. As you continue, please focus on the lungs in your rib cage. You really want to fill them and you really want to expel them. This pumps oxygen and more prana into your system. Soon you will be able to think 50% more intelligent thoughts. You should have a relaxed smile. Sometimes people look so serious and they pump all the seriousness into their poor system. We will do this for another 4 hours. Good traction. Do you know traction? As if you pulling yourself up on a... what is it?
That's, chin-up bar.
Yeah, what?
Chin-up bar.
Pull-up. China bar? Pull-up bar. We will now increase. Watch me.
That's all that paneer getting burnt off.
5 more. 2, 3, 4, 5. And bring... No words. Bring your left hand under your navel and your right hand there. And if you are a woman, which most of us are, bring your right hand under your navel and your left hand on top. Men have left under the navel and right across. And then just breathe relaxed. Should be an increased heart rate. We will now chant a monosyllable mantra also to energize our system. The sacred name Ram, and from there we go into a kirtan. I will do it first alone and then you please chant. Deep inhale. Deep inhale. Deep inhale. Twice more. Twice more. And very deep inhale and long run. Amen.
Kirtan, we are trying to come into a flow of the divine names. See, just in front of us, starting to glisten in the golden sunlight, is the river, the sacred river of Jamuna. So here is another river, the river of divine sounds, the river of divine names. And our task, our objective is to somehow be in that river of divine sound, which will be outside of us. It will carry us as sound vibration, but it will also be inside of us and cleanse us from all exhaustion and all of what doesn't belong there. Please sing now.
Hare, Hare, Hare. Hey, go! Hey, go!
Request you to stand very grounded, if that is possible. Bring your hands in a prayerful gesture like the namaste. Have a good exhalation. And for a moment, just close your eyes and take in the beautiful atmosphere, the soft breezes, the birds twittering in this quite remote place at the banks of the Yamuna. Perhaps go through the day. Yes. What you have understood in the lecture, like he seems to have full appreciation. The boat ride, your own reaction, your own journey, so to say, up to here. And then let us chant to the address out of this world, to the address of the Supreme Lord, with the heart. Let us start now. Without losing the atmosphere, please sit down peacefully or comfortably. A few deep inhales. And let us now, in our attention, move into the heart space, where the actual self, the true I is. And from that place, chant one more time the mantra all together. Start now. Hare Krishna, Let us sit in silence. The parrots have taken over the chanting and the chorus, and just absorb in silence the atmosphere. I can see you are very comfortable in the silent space, and I feel a little cruel to ring the carters and invite you out. I would like to draw your attention to one thing which perhaps is some takeaway from this journey and from this staying under the trees. In this world we are so much used to make our own plans and then take every conceivable support, or do anything it takes to realize or manifest this plan. However, when we go on sacred pilgrimage, we let go of these plans, these devices or designs which we have undertaken for our welfare, but we let another take over. I think you all have heard the word which is used so often in talk shows, let go and let Krishna, no? Let go and let God. What does this actually mean in relationship to a holy place? What does this mean when we are here? It means to trust that there is another energy, another personality, another plan actually, which might be better than my own. There is a well-known story about Nanda Das. Nanda Das was a performer in a theater group, and they were touring from village to village. Nanda Das was quite a character. He had black kajal around the eyes. He was in a constant state of intoxication, and he was always engaged, ready to engage in sexual adventures with the people of the villages who were ready to this, for this, the young ladies. So once Nanda Das and his theater group arrived in Vrindavan, heard about Krishna's exploits, but Nanda's attention was on the beautiful ladies of Vrindavan. And when he passed by a well where they were drawing the water for cooking and for household use, his eyes fell on a beautiful Brahmana lady, totally infatuated. He followed her to her home, and the Brahmin lady felt very uncomfortable. She told her husband, there is this member of the Rolling Stones. That is an old band. I only know the old timers. He is pursuing me with immoral intent. Let us quickly use the back door of our house, cross the Yamuna, and visit our spiritual master. So her husband, not wanting to engage in a verbal argument with Nanda that he should get lost and not follow his wife, opened the back door, and together with his wife, he was walking quickly to the Yamuna. When they looked around, lo and behold, they saw Nandadas following them. So the husband told all the boatmen, listen, I will reimburse you. When this person who is pursuing us comes to the Yamuna and wants to follow us, tell him that your boat is not driving any longer. It's no longer in operation. And deny him passage. So the boatman asked why, and the husband explained the reason. And they said, yeah, okay. If you reimburse us, there is no problem. So they went, the couple went to the spiritual master, and they had a beautiful, enlivening discussion. And at the end of the discussion, the spiritual master took them to a dining room, you know, a room where white sheets were spread like this, and there were three leaf plates. The spiritual master wanted to serve them a good meal. But the couple knew the guru would only eat once a day, in early noon, and they asked, for whom is the third plate? We know that you are not eating. And the spiritual teacher hinted towards the window, and when they looked out of the window, they almost froze in shock. There was Nanda with dripping wet cloth. He had swum across the Yamuna. And he was now had reached the other bank of the Yamuna, and he was heading straight to the house of the guru. But something had changed in him. He was there with his arms raised, and he chanted, Radhe Radhe Govinda. Govinda, Radhe, Radhe. He was totally in tears of regret and oh my life and so on. He was a changed man. And when he arrived, the guru said he had swum over the Yamuna. He had close contact with the Yamuna. And the Yamuna's purifying potency has totally changed him. He is now ready for spiritual initiation. He is ready for Diksha. And he was welcomed and ate with a couple who was first a little suspicious, but then they saw he was a changed person. No longer the licentious theater person, but someone else. And that's the end of my story. So this story says very loudly that spiritual agents like the Yamuna are much more powerful and effective, perhaps, to bring you to an exalted state of consciousness. You just need to be here more or less, and perhaps some of you need to tear down some walls which they have built against anything from outside in order to protect themselves. Many, many of us have built walls around their hearts. Therefore, Rumi says, don't look for love. Look for the walls you have built against love and tear them down. Then it will come. It's everywhere. So here you are in a land where spiritual efforts are not so super necessary. Of course, a little is good to be done. You are in a land where a grace comes automatically to you. It descends to you. It comes like a... You don't need to go into the shower when you stand in the monsoon, no? No need. Let the monsoon do its work to clean you. So in the same way, my dear everyone, you don't need to think about so much about your spiritual advancement. Today I talked to one of you, not him. He's very inspired to talk today. What a buffalo. I talked to one of you, and the question was there, what could be my next step to move forward? And I advised, just be open and wait here in the sacred land of Vrindavan until something touches your heart, and then move from there. That which touches your heart will most probably open your heart. Thank you for your comment. It will most probably be a key that opens your heart, and then so many things will come. You will see, this is only the first day. Already you are such a wonderful group. My God, such a wonderful group, isn't it? So we talked. Usually someone who leads a group thinks, oh, is it too long? The boat drive was very extended today. But Radhikaranya said that they are ready. They are ready for the magical end of Braj. So, my dear everyone, thank you. I included him, so he responded in kind. My dear everyone, maybe you are a little attentive to the walls which you have. Bring them down. They don't serve you here. And many things will come to you. Sadhana or spiritual practice means to just be open and available for a higher plan here in Vrindavan, not in London. In London or wherever you are, yes, full confirmation here. And I have not even promised them rupees to give the confirmation. Here you just be open, take part, sing of course the holy name which opens your heart and cleanses it more and more. And I am 100% sure, and I don't say this in a exaggerated way, that at the end you will all receive a great present from Krishna, which will bring you to your next stage in your spiritual life. Welcome to the land of miracles. They exist. Now you should say something. And he's silent. Yes. This is what I wanted to share with you. I request our Radhika Ranjan to now perhaps tell us what we will do, or any inspiration you would like to share with everyone. It's nice if you share a little.